Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave. In this episode, I'm going to be doing a review on War for the Planet of the Apes. It's a PG-13, came out this year, 2017. It's in the theaters right now. It's a science fiction drama film. It has a runtime of 2 hours and 22 minutes. Some of the ratings, IMDb gave it an 8.1 out of 10, which is pretty damn good. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 95%. Metacritic, 83%, which is pretty good. It's directed by Matt Reeves. It stars Andy Serkis as Caesar, Woody Harrelson as the Colonel, and Amiya Miller as Nova. Those are some of the main actors in the film. And the premise for the movie goes like this. After the apes suffer unimaginable losses, Caesar wrestles with his darker instincts and begins his own mythic quest to avenge his kind. So, I checked the movie out over the weekend, and I enjoyed it. It was between War of the Planet of the Apes and Spider-Man. Spider-Man Homecoming. Excuse me. And I was like torn. I was torn on which movie to see. actually left it up to my girlfriend. So, she chose Planet of the Apes, and I had to, you know, sometimes you gotta let them win those battles. So I just, you know, I went with Planet of the Apes, and I enjoyed it. But I'm gonna get into all that now. I have some gripes about it. The number one gripe, not to start off negative, is it needed more action. So I just felt like there was a lot of story, a lot of character development, but I felt like it needed more battles, more action. And yes, it's not supposed to be a dumbed down action movie. I get that. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. I felt like it slowed down quite a bit at certain parts, and I just needed more action. But the good of the movie, the effects. The effects were pretty much top-notch for the apes. They looked realistic. You know, I have no complaints about the special effects. They were on par with the other movies, which looked pretty excellent. As far as like the ape effects, monkey effects, ape effects, this movie was probably, you know, cause you know, as time goes by, like CGI gets better and better. So in theory, you know, you have to think that special effects are better, you know, in recent years, you know what I mean? 2017 Planet of the Apes is going to look better than 2009, you know, you would think, right? And that, I mean, that pretty much was the case. Like I said, the other movies, the effects look great, and this one was like on par, if not better. So, performances, I was excited. This movie had Woody Harrelson. I'm a fan of Woody Harrelson. I feel like Woody Harrelson is an underrated actor. I think he's a great actor. He's really good at what he does. And great at his roles. And no spoilers for this. No spoilers for this. I'll try not to. And if I do, I'll give fair warning. But yeah, Woody Harrelson was the villain. I don't really think that's a spoiler because you can gather that from the trailer. And he was great. I just feel like he was underutilized. But I want to know what you guys think. So feel free to comment either on the social media pages. You can email us. He was great. I just felt like he was underutilized, and I'm not going to get into spoilers. I don't want to get into the climax of the film. The character Caesar, the main, smart ape that started it all, really cool character, really cool character in cinematic history. I was thinking about this, like, so, this is kind of a spoiler, but this is kind of, you know, I think it's pretty well known that this is the end of like the trilogy of like the prequels of like Planet of the Apes. So you know, you had Dawn, Rise, and War for the Planet of the Apes. So this is pretty much a wrap up. And in the older movies, and I believe in the Mark Wahlberg remake, which I have to revisit, they mention Caesar. You know, he's like this monkey or ape that was like praised, the first one, you know, that saved them and did this and that. So this trilogy, the Dawn, Rise, and War, you know, it was based on Caesar and his character arc, his story arc. And I felt like it was wrapped up really well. I felt like they did the character justice. I got no complaints with how his character arc ended. You know, that's not giving anything away whatsoever. But, yeah, I felt like they did a really good job. He was a pretty epic character, very likable. You know, I enjoy the character through all three movies. What else could I say about the film? It had some drama mixed in. I think it worked well, you know, for what it was, for, you know, talking monkeys, talking apes. You have to kind of suspend, you know, your reality, your belief in reality, or, you know, I don't know if that's the term, but yeah, it's for talking monkeys. If you let yourself go and get into the movie, it had good drama. Like, you felt for the characters, you know, you felt, you had emotion for what was going on. So that was another cool aspect of the film. And, you know, like, did I think it was worth a ticket? It depends. If you're like, you're bored and you have absolutely nothing to do, it wasn't a bad movie. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was great. It was good. It was a little bit better than average. That was my view on it. And if I had to give it a letter grade, I'm going to give War for the Planet of the Apes, I give it like a B-. I think that's a good grade. It's a fair grade. Wasn't a bad movie by any stretch. It wasn't great or amazing. It was just a good movie. It was decent. And it's only worth a ticket if you're bored. You know, if you have nothing better to do, you want to check out a flick with a lady or by yourself or with the family, then it's worth it. Would I own it? I would own it on the cheap, like on the real cheap. Like, if it was on Blu-ray for like $5, $6, I would get it. I definitely would get the whole trilogy, like in a pack. Just to have the whole, you know, the whole complete trilogy. Singles, I don't really know if I would buy it. You know, like I said, if I saw it for like $5. So that's pretty much my short review for War of the Planet of the Apes. Obviously, I liked it. I do recommend it if you want something to see. I think it's more of a Netflix movie. You know, I don't know if it was worth a ticket unless you're bored again. Let's move on to something else. Let's talk about Stephen King's The Mist. So there's a series now on Spike TV. Is based on the short novel The Mist by Stephen King, which I read. I really enjoyed. And then there's a movie with Thomas Jane, which was decent for what it was. One thing that hurt that movie was the special effects. I mean, they were kind of a little bit crappy on some parts, and it kind of like took you out of the movie. Specifically the, I think they're called the tentacles from Planet X. I think that's like the unofficial name for them, that the fans made up. But those effects were kind of, they're like sci-fi channel quality. So it kind of took you out of the movie. But anyway, they made a show for, Spike TV, and I believe it's Spike. I hope I'm not getting that wrong. And, you know, I checked it out, and I gotta say, it started well, but it lost me. It just lost me. I don't want to get into spoilers. I just felt like there was a lot of promise to it, but it just didn't deliver. You know, that's my view on that. It started dragging out, you know, getting a little boring, you know, too much alluding to things. Like, we want to see, we want to see monsters. You know what I'm saying? We want to see creatures. as far as like the gore, even though it was like a cable network series, it had a decent amount of gore, but I would prefer this movie. I mean, this like story as like a movie, you know, a movie setting like rated R. I don't really think it works so well as a TV series. if I had to grade this series, I would grade The Mist as a series like a C minus. I really didn't care for it too much. It definitely was way more on the bad side, you know, in my opinion. But you guys check it out if you want, man. I mean, I think it's kind of a waste of time unless if like you're a diehard Stephen King fan. So that's my view on it. Take it, you know, take it for what it is. So anyway, guys, I apologize for sounding a little wheezy and coughing. I have allergies. And truthfully, I'm a little bit tired. It was an eventful weekend for me. I went to some local fair, you know, in my area. Fun weekend, but I'm a little spent. It was hard going back to work today. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you back with the next episode. We'll talk more movies. There's some things, to talk about. You know, one thing I want to get into is the whole Godzilla versus King Kong. You know, that's a movie coming out soon. I don't even know if I want to get into it right now. I'm probably going to save it for another episode, but I'm pretty excited for the second Godzilla movie, Godzilla King of Monsters is the unofficial title. And then what they're doing with that universe with the kaijus, you know, like big monsters. And the whole team up with Godzilla and Kong, which I have strong opinions about that. They're not all good either. So that'll be a fun episode. I get into that in another one. But for you guys that, you know, enjoyed the episode, thank you for tuning in. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. We're on iTunes. We're on social media, Facebook, Twitter. You can email us with requests or questions, comments, feedback on the show. So yeah, that's it, guys. Until next time, take care, and we'll catch you back with the next episode. Later.